Thank you for attending the final board meeting of Misfits Toys Incorporated. I'm Bunny, the head toy, and I'll try my best to answer any questions you have as we close down operations. Yes, of course you know me, sir. Everyone knows the cutest toy in the office. But I wasn't sure if you remember my name. The secretary who usually handles these meetings has already left, so it's just the two of us. Yep, just you and me. And the toys working out on the factory floor, of course, but you're the last human on site. And as the manager, you're technically the last shareholder. Intelligent toys aren't allowed to own stock, which kind of leaves you in charge. Yep, you're the captain, at least for the remainder of the workday, after which you'll need to officially shut down the factory. The board members. They divested their shares and packed their things yesterday. At the rate Misfits Toys is going under, I don't blame them. I'm just sorry they left you out of the loop. In fact, that's why I called you here. I wanted to give you the opportunity to pull your funds before we make the news tomorrow. Oh, sir, please don't be mad. The board members have good reasons for pulling out of their company. They have families and kids and wives and dogs and hamsters. The toy's working here. It's kind of you to worry about us, sir, but we'll be fine. Misfits Toys has been very generous hiring defectives like me, but I'm sure we can find other factories to work at. Although, I suppose other factories might not be as patient with our shortcomings. Did you know we have a life-size robot in the shipping department who can't transform anymore? And a Barbie in the mailroom who can't bend her knees at all? And we have not one, but 3 sentient dinosaurs with overbites. They work the assembly line. So, you haven't laughed until you've seen lisping reptiles with teeny tiny arms trying to assemble toys on a conveyor belt. What's my defect, sir? You've never asked me before. Isn't it obvious? I'm a jack without a box. It's not a joke, sir. I'm practically useless as a toy. Well, I had a box, but the crank broke. It wouldn't make music. I had to leave it behind. Really, sir, I don't see the humour in this. What do you mean? How can so many curves fit in one box? It was made for me. Yes, I still have my box. I still sleep in it sometimes. Your apology isn't necessary, but it is welcome and I appreciate it. I hope this can be a lesson for you. I may appear ready to play, but not all defects are obvious at first glance. Now, can we get back to business? When the factory is shuttered at the end of the day, you'll have to file an official notice with the city. Then place a physical lock on the doors. I've made up a sign warning people that we're closed. If you want, I can send Mr. Armstrong, the strong man doll, and shipping to help carry your things to the car. We have banker boxes and bubble wrap right here in the boardroom. Have you ever seen industrial bubble wrap sheets? They're taller than me. Don't you just want to roll around in them? Yes, I heard you the first time and I accepted your apology. Really, it's okay. I know I look good. For a defect. Good for anyone. Sir, as head toy, it's part of my job to look presentable for meetings. Beautiful. I don't know what to say. Nobody's called me that before. Don't get me wrong, I've been called lots of things. Cheery, dimples, bubbly, but not beautiful. Yes, I'm blushing. Toys can blush. Shut up. I'm just surprised to hear it from a man. A human man. And I guess technically you're my boss now too. No, that doesn't make it gross. Well, it might have been gross if you were my boss before today. Actually, I still would have thought about you like that. Probably. No. As head toy, I definitely don't think about you like that, because that would be unprofessional. And professional is what I do best. That and chocolate art. What if you weren't my boss? How do you figure that would work? Promotion, sir. We're about to be out of a factory. You can't promote me. You bought up the market shares of Misfit Toys. So that's crazy. Even if you kept the factory in business, Misfit Toys hasn't had a profitable product in ages. You'd be tying yourself to the mast of a sinking ship. You have faith in our new creative director. Who might that be? Oh, me? It's me. You meant me? I can't believe this. I had a million toys ideas and a few thousand ways to improve efficiency. Music on the factory line, free coffee in the lunchroom, free cakes on birthdays, more cake in general. I won't let you down, sir, I promise. Wait. Since you're just a manager and I'm the creative director, does that make me your boss? Can I order you around? What can I order you to do? Anything? Pick up that water pitcher. Fill that glass. Hand it to me. Thank you. Now, as your boss, I order you to come over here and kiss me. You heard me. Kiss me. On my cheek, I guess. Okay. Now, on my lips. Now, do it again, please. Wow. Does it always feel like that? Like pop rocks and electricity? What if it doesn't? I order you to count to five and then try it again. Wow. What else can I make you do? I'm a human resources nightmare. Your CEO left a bunch of defective toys working the factory without telling them it was closing. If we had a toys resources department, I might be worried. Now, as your boss, I order you to take off your shirt and pants. And my clothes. With your teeth. But yours first. You were wondering about that? About what? Oh, you wanted to know what was under my dress? Here, I'll show you. Of course I'm anatomically correct. Misfit toys are the most advanced toys in the world. Why are you grinning? Oh, you like my candy stripe underwear and bra? I like them too. They're soft and silky and lacy. But I think I'd like them more if they were on the floor. I said I'd like them more if they were on the floor. Your head toy and creative director wills it. I know that title doesn't make me royalty, but I feel like it. I said to use your teeth. Try not to tear the panties. Your breath on my thighs tickles. You're giving me goosebumps. Now, pull them down. Gently. But keep looking up at me. I want you to see your new toy as you unwrap it. Do you like what you see? Do you like how smooth I am? How round and perky my breasts are? You don't have to answer that. I see something poking through your underwear. I think it's my turn to unwrap my new toy. Well, hello there. it looks like your little soldier is ready for the head toy's mouth. Play a cock. Why? You like it when I use filthy words? Okay, fine. Does your cock like how tight and hot my little toy mouth is? Package like this should come with a warning. Choking hazard. You like it when I swirl my tongue like this? It's extra long, my tongue, so I can stick it out when I pop up from my box. Seems like it has other benefits. Wait, don't pull away. I was going to do a tongue twister. Oh, you want to take your little hot toy into the boardroom table? How about bent over, ass in the air, like this? It's all for you, you know. Oh, wow. I thought the kissing was like electric pop rocks. This is so much better. You're so big. Oh, and you're stretching me out so much. Oh, keep going. I want you to void my warranty. Oh, God. Why does this feel so good? I thought I was made to surprise people, make them laugh, but I think I was made to take you. To take the steak. Oh, you can pull my hair if you want. See? The ponytail makes for a perfect handle, doesn't it? Keep going. Your head toy needs this. I need you. God, don't stop. Don't stop. Here, hang on. Let me put my knee up on the table. Hold up. Oh, God. Okay. That's so good. Oh, my God. I can't believe I haven't done this before. Now I think it's all that I want. Just let me be your little fuck toy. All the time, day and night, please. Wait. Okay. You know how a jack in a box is built to bounce, right? Okay, here. Lay down on the bubble wrap. Yeah? Let me climb on top of you. Let me show you how I can bounce. Fill your hands with my breasts, my hips, my thighs. Go on. I want you to feel every inch of your new toy. You know, as your boss, I think we should share an office. So we can do this as often as possible. Would you like that? Having your hot little office toy bounce on you whenever you want? Oh, I know you like that idea because I can feel you touching. Oh, shit. getting close. Good. Oh, watch me. Go on. Watch me bounce even faster. Harder. Harder. Harder, please. Harder. Oh, God. Fill your fucking toy. Fill your toy with your fucking hot cum. Please. Don't hold back. Please, please. I don't want you to hold back. I was made for you. I was made for this cock. Fill your little toy. Please, please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. 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 God, that was just, well, you know, I don't think I'll need to sleep with my box anymore, now that I have you.